On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
On today's episode, we're going to try a flight of craft beer from Spellbound Brewing in Mount Holly, New Jersey.
Spellbound.
Yeah. While visiting the Garden State recently, ah, yes. Fond memories.
Yep.
Good old boy Dave and I picked up some local beer to bring back and try.
For today, the Spellbound Brewing beers we will be trying are Possession Pale Ale, Hypnotic Hops IPA, Phase 7 Hazy Double IPA, and their porter aged on Palo Santo. I believe is a variant of their mesmerizing porter, one of their core beers.
We'll be right back after this break.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone. Here we are gathered round for yet another suds segment, where we believe that the best beers are the ones that you share with your friends. Unless your friends drink hard seltzer.
Oh, no.
Now, in that case, you probably need to reevaluate your choice of friends. I mean, my friends don't drink hard seltzer. Do your friends drink hard seltzer?
I don't have friends.
Oh, well, that's an easy answer then.
But I would be friends with people who drink hard seltzer, because then I wouldn't have to share any of my beer. See?
Look at you using brain cells.
Well, I got two of them. I can better use them, you know.
It's pretty cool. I'm one of your hosts, Good Old Gal Juliana, and joining me at the table today with two brain cells is Good Old Boy Dave.
Hello, friends. Good to be here. Glad for the warm reception. Seeing now why I don't keep friends.
Well, on today's episode, we're going to try a flight of craft beer from Spellbound Brewing in Mount Holly, New Jersey.
Spellbound.
Yeah. While visiting the Garden State recently, ah, yes. Fond memories.
Yep.
Good old boy Dave and I picked up some local beer to bring back and try.
Due to our incredibly busy schedule, we didn't get to go to any breweries, but we did hit some beer stores. Spellbound Brewing does have a nice, well-maintained website, so props to them because they are in the vast minority of breweries. It's a 20-barrel brew house opened in 2014 by three longtime home brewers named John, Mike, and Scott. Good job, boys. They have a brew kitty named Esther, who seems quite nice based on her photo. They have four core beers, and they also have a lot of seasonals and barrel-aged offerings. For today, the Spellbound Brewing beers we will be trying are Possession Pale Ale, Hypnotic Hops IPA, Phase 7 Hazy Double IPA, and their porter aged on Palo Santo. I believe is a variant of their mesmerizing porter, one of their core beers.
Cool.
So, should be interesting.
Yeah, I think it should. Okay. Well, we're going to be tasting these beers on the fly, like we tend to do, and then giving our tasting notes as we go around. Good old boy Dave, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We'll be tasting and discussing these beers from Spellbound Brewing Company with our suds ratings and our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? 3, what a relief. 4, a body should really not make that sound. And 5, listen to that hang time, give me another. Could you hear the emotional range I was putting into those suds writing so the audience could feel that a 1 is terrible and a 5 is amazing?
I think everyone is palpating with anticipation over what the first beer will be and what you will rate it.
Wow. You make me feel special.
You're so always special. You're so special.
I feel spellbound by you right now. Okay.
Wow. Do I get a ka-ching? Is there a ka-ching? No? No ka-ching?
I give you this.
My nipples are always hard.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. That's a Dave embrace right there. Okay. Well, let's get to the beer, shall we? First of all, I like the can art. Yeah. I like the website. I like everything about this. So my expectation is kind of...
If the liquid inside the can match everything outside the can, at least meet them halfway, I think we got something we can work with.
Sure, because we all know that what's on the outside is directly proportional to what's on the inside.
Maybe.
I'm being sarcastic.
You're saying they're more than a pretty face?
I'm hoping that they're more than a pretty face.
They better
be. Okay. Let's get to it. The first one that we are going to talk about is the Possession Pale Ale. 5.5% ABV, 35 IBUs, light in color and body. It's a classic American pale ale, dry hopped with citra to give it a bright citrusy aroma and flavor. Low in ABV, but high in flavor.
I will say this beer was very enthusiastic about getting out of the can.
Oh, yes.
It greeted good old gal Juliana very exuberantly and somewhat unexpectedly as soon as she opened it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a very good way of...
Still cleaning it off the table, as a matter of fact. But anyways, we're not going to hold that against it.
You know what, though? It's kind of proportional to some people I know from New Jersey. They have an explosive personality, too.
They come right at you.
They do. Yeah. Okay.
Great aroma, very nice citrusy, slightly floral.
I'd say very traditional in the pale ale-ness, smellingness of it.
Color is very light straw.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, it's very tasty looking just by the outward appearance.
What did you say the ABV is?
It is, what did I say, 4.5?
Four and a half. Okay.
No. 5.5.
Okay. 5.5. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right in the wheelhouse of a pale ale. A little thin body wise, but.
I'm not mad about it though.
No. It's a 5.5% pale ale.
Right.
It's kind of what it should be. Light, citrusy, tiny bit dry on the finish.
Very drinkable.
Super crushable little beer. Get some chicken wings. Sit there watching the game. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah. I feel like it might be, if I'm going to lay any fault to this, it might be a little sharp at the end.
A little bit.
But if you're a hoppy person, then that's not going to bother you at all either.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like a little bit of resin at the end. Kind of get that little bit of sharpness, a little bit of dryness.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of the hop choice, and there's not a lot of malt body to this. There's no caramel malts of any sort in this. It's all a light malt, so it's basically just a nice little beer to showcase the hops. 5.5%, I think you'd be safe drinking a few of these, mow the yard, go to the beach, go down to, what is it? Wildwood?
Wildwood, New Jersey.
Yes. Yeah, Wildwood, New Jersey. Go there, hit the beach, go to Cape May, whatever, you know, it's all good.
Oh, Cape May.
I'm throwing out some city names of places I drove through quickly. Go to Egg Harbor, get some eggs.
And maybe a cake while you're at it. Mm-hmm. Well, Mount Holly is actually inland.
Oh.
Yeah, compared to, I mean, it's not far from the beach, but I think if it was going to be like in a straight line, you'd be going to Tom's River.
Oh, Tom's River. Yeah.
But it's closer to Philadelphia.
Yeah, okay.
But I like it. Do you like it?
I like this beer a lot. I think it's a nice, tasty little start to the flight.
Yeah. And what shall we rate this? All right. We're going to rate it a 3. Be back in a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, folks. Today's episode is a trip to New Jersey. We are doing a little flight of some beer from Spellbound Brewery in Mount Holly, New Jersey. And right before the break, we talked about the Possession Pale, which honestly, like having a good pale ale in your arsenal is good, right?
Good is good.
Good is good. But now we're going to move on to something slightly different. And again, I love the art, the can art. I love the green. This is the Hypnotic Hops IPA. See, green hops, hey? Whatever. 6.5% ABV. This is their flagship. This is the one that started it all.
Like if you wanted to drink one of their beers, this is the one they'd send you to.
I guess so, yes. Okay. Aggressive hoppy aromas and flavors intertwined with a malty backbone to balance it out. Dry hop to bring out a blend of bright citrus and pine hoppy flavor. They use 6 American hops in this IPA.
So generally speaking, I enjoy beers with multiple, like meaning more than 2 or 3 hops blended less, just because I feel like a lot of times you're just piling on and it just muddles things up.
And especially if you're adding so many different new, like profoundly different flavored hops together.
Yeah, it's not like you can just go, oh, I'm going to put 3 of these hops, or, you know, a little bit of this hop to get some pine, and a little bit of this hop to get some orange, and a little bit of this hop to get some melon, and a little bit of this, and like think you're going to create these distinct flavors. I mean, it could happen, but generally, once you start creating hop salads, it just gets a little muddy for me.
Yeah.
This one has a little bit of that, but I do see where they're going with it. There's definitely some citrus flavor, definitely some piney resin to it. So when I look at it, I see there's some orange in there. So it's definitely got a little more body than the pale. It's definitely got some caramel malts in there to kind of balance out the aggressive hoppiness. It's a little bit sharp for me, but I do, you know what? I'm still drinking on it, so I must not be hating on it too much.
Well, then that's gonna mean something. Okay. 6.5%, I'm going to expect it to be bumped up in flavor, bumped up in ABV, right?
Sure.
Okay. There is a creaminess.
Yeah. There's definitely a little bit of extra body
to
it.
And I like that. Yeah. And there is a hop bite at the end too.
Yeah.
Very much so.
So it's kind of West Coast to me in a way.
Yeah.
The pine and the citrus and then the little bites.
It's there. It's an aggressive West Coast.
Which they say, you know,
right.
Aggressive American IPA. Okay,
which is cool. But I'm not mad about that now either because my palate's tending to go into the West Coast life these days. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like we've had orange juicy stuff for so long. It's nice to swing the pendulum.
Get a little
back.
Bite.
Yeah, get a little bite.
Yeah.
What would you pair with this food wise?
I think I would have some like something pretty strongly flavored, maybe spicy food, like some Indian food or some good Mexican food. Or even just like a nice pizza or something with some cheese and some fatty meats on it.
Yeah. Yeah. God, pizza does sound so good right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I could totally see that.
I think even like some good wings, you know, some spicy wings or something.
Sure.
Yeah. Because definitely the amount of hops in there, they're really going to cut through some of that spice in the food. So you really get to enjoy both parts. They would play well together, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I think for somebody who is looking for a beer that's a little bit more mellow, a little bit more pilsner, this isn't going to do the job for them. Like there are hops in here.
If you don't want hops, you don't want hops, you shouldn't be drinking an IPA in the first place. But like, if you're like a Mr. Nipa guy, like if all you really want is like a Julius or something that's very soft. And it's just the softer side of citrus.
That's not going to happen here.
This is not that.
No.
Either.
No. But I think if you're a IPA lover, a beer lover.
Yeah, you're going to like this beer.
This beer is going to be solid for you.
Yeah. I think this may not be your favorite, but it'll be a good IPA that you can go and drink.
Yeah. I don't know if I can have more than one of these, but
yeah.
I would.
Well, it's 6.5. It's not, I don't know that it's going to fill you up, but I think at the amount of hop bite on the back end might wear you down a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you were eating, I think you'd do better if you had some food kind of cutting into that back end bite a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I think I'd like to maybe see a little more caramel malt in there, just a tiny bit, just to kind of soften some of that.
And to balance it out a little bit.
Yeah, but it's a decent, very, very good beer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. And what shall we rate this one?
Yeah.
Going to 3 territory?
Yeah.
Okay. So far,
tasty.
Yeah, pale ale
and
a hoppy beer. I mean, two solid efforts, if you will.
Yeah.
And I think for flagships, like no matter where you go, I think that's
a
good
couple
base
of things
to start on.
Yeah, that you definitely want to have. Yeah.
And the thing is good old boy Dave and I, we do travel a bit. And when we travel, we don't always get to the breweries based on the time and you know, because that's unfortunately a bad thing driving from Tennessee to New Jersey is there's a few hours involved. So sometimes depending on traffic, called the Beltway, it's past the time of like the breweries.
Well, I think it's hard too, unless you know of a specific brewery in advance. It's hard to like say, I definitely want to go hit this place.
Sure.
Because a lot of times we're trying to find, you know, beer for episodes. So we want to go somewhere where you can get, you know, 3 or 4 beers from this place, 3 or 4 beers from that place. And, you know, and a good craft beer store. Oh God, it's just like it can be such a godsend.
Yes, you know, it can.
With people who know the local beer scene, they're like, mm-hmm. "Oh, this place, you should, you know, this get some of these and get some of those." And
yeah,
you know, And it varies so much from state to state and place to place, like what kind of, what level of store and like the personnel you're going to get too.
Sure. You know? Sure. Yeah. Just like going to a tap room. I mean, at a tap room, you would expect everyone to be super knowledgeable about what's
like, oh, this, these beers are great. Yeah. That's because they're paying you. But,
right.
But then also, like at a tap, you go to a tap room. If that's a brewery that you like and you know you want to cover, that's great. Mm-hmm. But if you go there and you're like, oh, these beers are kind of eh, then you've blown some time and you're like, you're not going to bring them back and share them with people.
Yeah, but I think so far we're doing really good with like...
No, I think if we ever make it to Mount Holly, New Jersey...
We're going to definitely check
We're going to hit Spellbound.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we'll be back in just a minute with some more from Spellbound Brewing.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a day talking about a road trip and talking about some beer from Spellbound Brewery. So right before the break, we were talking about the Hypnotic Hops IPA and that it was... A little hoppy, a little sharp, well, if you will.
It's very hoppy, a little sharp. But we were actually, like, during the break, we were trying a little bit more. And as it was warming up, some of that sharpness on the back end kind of falls away a little bit. Gets a little sweet. So it's nice. So that's a beer you could nurse, you know.
Which, for something being so hoppy, you would think...
The opposite.
Right. But, yeah. So that's kind of cool.
You know? But I mean, you're not going to, like, if you're getting into, you know, a full pint of something like that, you're not going to just pound it down while it's cold.
Fair.
That's, unless you're, you know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Ridiculous. That's fair. So.
Okay. Next up, we are going to talk about the Phase 7 Hazy Double IPA.
Phase 7.
Phase 7.
When Phase 6 isn't quite enough and Phase 8 just seems like way too much. Go with Phase 7. Yeah, Phase 7. Yeah.
Well, 7's like my favorite number, so why not?
Is it?
Mickey How Mantle, did I not dude. Know that? Mickey Mantle.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, let's talk about the Phase 7 double IPA.
Let's talk about it.
It is 8% ABV.
Okay.
Sadly, it's not 7% because that would be cool.
That would be great.
It is bursting with citrus, peach, grapefruit, and passion fruit from the hops.
Okay.
Flaked oats will give it a touch of sweetness and will give it that haziness. And we're sort of hazy. Yeah. You know.
It's on the
light it's end on the of
edge.
Haze.
It's on the edge of haziness. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hazy adjacent. It's definitely got a beautiful aroma.
Oh, the creaminess. Ah. Oh. Like good super creamy.
Feel. Good mouthfeel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice aroma. Leads you into it night and day from the last beer. Different style, obviously. So it's nice to see that they can take different approaches.
Oh, sure. To IPAs. Sure. God, peaches for days.
Got some good peach. I'm not good old boy Kendall, so I can't find the passion fruit, but
I have a feeling that he would though.
I'm sure it's
here.
In there. He'd find it, yeah.
Yeah, he would totally find it.
This is just a good old tasty lip smacking hazy IPA.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think there's like a little bit of pithiness at the end.
It's not too sweet. It doesn't finish sweet.
Right. But not like
it's got a little dryness. Yeah. Right where you want it.
Right at the end to help finish it off. And I think that pithiness slash hop bitterness is there.
Yeah.
But God, this is tasty. And this is only 25 IBUs too. There's a lot of flavor for like low alphas is what I'm getting at.
No, and it's like you said, it's a little bit of pithiness. You know, it's not like you got a mouthful of pith, you know, or anything like that. So, because that would be bad.
Would it be bad?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on what you're into, but.
Okay.
You're funny. You're really funny. I like you.
Yeah. Okay. I think this would be okay. What would you pair this one with, actually? Because like with hazies, you know, they tend to be juicier. Yeah. And this is juicier than the last one that we had, correct?
Yeah, I mean, this beer, I don't know, man. Like I stink it doing these pairings, but I'm gonna say something not quite as spicy or sharp as like what we're talking about with the other beers. Maybe a little pasta or something.
Okay.
I don't know. What do they eat?
I just noticed this on the can. Yeah. It's dry hop with Galaxy, Victoria's Secret, and Citra.
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, that's an interesting one to add into the mix. Yeah. I would not have thought of that.
Yeah, it makes me feel kind of dirty for drinking it, but.
You're fine.
Oh, I know that, baby. I know that. Vicky's Secret. Okay, so Galaxy, that's a bigger, kind of bolder hop. I think it's also my stripper name, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, you have so many,
though. I know.
I mean,
yeah,
every month there's a new one.
I went by Mosaic for a while, but
you did go by Mosaic, yes.
But yeah, as far as pairing with this, yeah, I think you could run the gamut with any kind of bar food or anything at a bar, some nice barbecue to kind of match the sweetness a little bit, some ribs or something.
Yeah.
Good burger.
Yeah, sure.
Would go well with this. Yeah. I don't think you're hindered too much. You know, maybe not a big old piece of chocolate cake. You know, that might
probably
not go
not,
too well.
No.
You know, some fruit roll-ups might go well, you know.
Fruit roll-ups?
I had one not too long ago. Stole it from my mom's house.
Did you?
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long was your mom sitting on that?
Well, no, because, you know,
she
got great grandkids coming by. So.
Okay.
I stole candy from babies. Okay. let me just say, I stole candy from babies. All right. And I ate it and I paired it with a beer.
Wow.
Okay. I'm a monster. Okay. Thanks. You get what you get. Now you finally got me to say what you've wanted me to say.
Yes.
I am a monster. Can I have some more of this beer, please?
Well, yeah, you could totally have more. Okay, well, the fact that you're wanting more of this...
Can I have some fruit roll-ups?
No.
Oh.
We don't have that in this house.
Fine.
I know. But that being said...
Yeah.
This is enjoyable. I feel like I like it even better than the Hypnotic Hops.
I do, too. I think this one borders on... Like, I couldn't have a lot of this one. I couldn't have more than one or two pints of this because it would get too sweet and I would get full.
Okay, that's fair.
Right? Like, the oats, all the hops and everything that's going on, the sweetness, I think I would get full. The Hypnotic Hops, I probably wouldn't have... I could maybe have two or three of it if I was eating because it's a little bit lower ABV. It's a little bit lighter in body and stuff. But honestly, I would probably start with one of either this one or the Hypnotic Hops and then go off into the possession pail if I was going to have multiple beers there, just because I could keep having those possessions for a little while.
Yeah, I mean, that pale ale is nice.
It's
that
nice.
Sure.
You know, you set yourself up with the big beer in the front. You're eating, you're getting your flavor in and stuff, and then you can merge into the lighter beer.
You know, and that is a good question. So if you're going to a party and at the party, you know that the person hosting is a craft beer lover,
mm-hmm.
who's going to have a variety of beer. Maybe they're trying to show off, or maybe they just live in an area that has an abundance of really good availability.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you start?
I started with the barley wine. I want to drink the most expensive beer they've got. And then I'm only going to have a sip. I want them to open up their 20-year-old bottle of barley wine, and then I'm going to have a sip, and then I'm going to go, okay, that was nice. And then I'm going to go drink, a Pilsner.
Oh, you're that special person.
I'm that guy. I'm the guy who never gets invited back to a party.
Gotcha. That's great. Yeah. Whereas I'm the opposite. Like,
you're the cheap date.
No, I'll drink the lower ABV stuff while I'm having the food and putting the layers on, et cetera, yeah. et cetera. And then as the party wears on and the cool people are still there while the periphery have left, then you get to the good stuff. And then you try.
Yeah, I think it just depends on like what somebody's wanting to open or willing to open.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Okay. Oh, that's good. I'm just curious.
Yeah. But I think also, just depends on what you're in the mood for and how far you got to drive.
Mm. Yeah, that's a...
You have to be responsible, folks.
Yeah. Have to be responsible.
Take a lift.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with more musings in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So, today's episode is revolving around a brewery from New Jersey called Spellbound Brewery, and they're from Mount Holly, New Jersey, which is more inland than the coast, for those of you that are trying to keep up. And right before the break, we were talking about a pale ale, we were talking about a hoppy IPA, we were talking about a hazy IPA, and now we get to the last one, known as the porter. But this porter is a little special because this porter is aged on Palo Santo.
Which is that's like South American wood, right?
Yeah. Which is interesting. So this is 6.9% ABV. So it's not too high in the grand scheme of things. Now, this is one GABF Gold in 2017, and then Silver in 2018 and 2021.
Wow, that's crazy.
That is. I mean,
that's great. The only other Palo Santo beer, I think we were talking about it, was called Palo Santo. It was from Dogfish Head.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they built an entire fooder or something out of Palo Santo wood that they aged their beer in. And it was really good, and it was a very distinctive beer. I don't know if they still make it. Maybe they do or don't. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it on the show lately. But I do remember we went to the brewery and we saw it.
Yeah.
And actually, I think that's when we went with my dad.
Yep.
And he was sort of blown away that...
He loved all the plumbing and the pipe work.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
So...
Tiger was a fan of the plumbing.
Yep.
Because he was a plumber.
There you go.
Anyways, okay. So 6.9% ABV porter. It's a year-round porter, which they have.
I think it's their mesmerizing porter is what it's called.
Yes. That is their standard.
Yeah. It's one of their four core beers.
Yes, one of their cores. Thank you. But aged on Palo Santo wood. The Palo Santo brings out more chocolate flavor. And the beer changes flavors and aromas as it warms. Most notable is the chocolate, vanilla, anise, and mint.
I smell the anise right now. I'm smelling.
Do you? Yeah. Yes.
Oh, wait. That was my thumb. Sorry. sorry. No, it is very chocolatey. This is a very chocolatey beer.
So very, like, roasty chocolatey, right?
Yeah, but... When you taste it, the wood does bring out, wow. It's almost like this interesting sort of milky vanilla flavor from the wood. And I do see where they're... You could get some anise. I'm guessing maybe if it warms up more, you might get some mint. I don't know. I'm going to let it sit for a little bit, but kind of warm it up. But very interesting beer.
This is... Okay, so there's this creaminess to it up front, right? Mm-hmm. But then it ends. Like,
yeah.
And it's not like... A hazy IPA where the creaminess is throughout and sort of subtly finishes. This has a nice hard finish to it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But, and it's got this like almost slickness at the end too. This tastes more than 6.9% ABV. Like, I just feel like there's a lot of flavor in here.
I think there's a lot of depth to what's going on. I even kind of get notes of cinnamon, which is probably just crazy. But like, I think when you have beers like this where they're aged on wood and it's got like all the things going on from the malts, plus the wood, plus the hops and whatever else, you know, they've done to it, you're gonna sometimes get notes yourself that maybe other people don't fully get. And that's kind of part of the cool thing as well is what sort of individual experience are you having with this beer? And this is a very interesting beer in a lot of ways to me, just because you don't see this very often, you know, the Palo Santo.
Sure.
Because it's probably not that cheap to...
It's a wild tree that's native to the Yucatan Peninsula and also found in Peru and Venezuela.
Yeah.
So clearly it's not indigenous to the United States. You know right. what I mean?
It's like I'm getting the mint.
Yeah, and it's found in seasonally dry tropical forests. But I... burn a lot of Palo Santo in the house.
Smells great.
Just because it is such a great aroma. And yeah. It's one of those woods that it doesn't just like burn quick. It kind of like the smoke lingers and the smoke is just a beautiful fragrance.
Yeah, burn it out in our little fire pit sometimes to keep the mosquitoes away and just to enhance the experience of being out there.
Sure.
I think it's an amazing, amazing wood. And usually I only say that about mine, but.
So there's been a few breweries that have used Palo Santo besides Dogfish Head, which that's okay. The first one to come to mind. Remember that we did a brewery takeover from Estonia.
Oh, yeah.
The Pohalla. if I'm saying that correctly, Pohala?
The elk. It was elk brewing.
Was it elk? Okay. Well, anyways, they...
Well, that's what it was. That's what it is in English, is elk brewing.
Okay, gotcha. Well, they have done Baltic Porters aged in Palo Santo. Yeah, which I think is
That's very cool.
Yeah. And in Ecuador, they drink a Palo Santo tea. So I'm assuming that they use like some wood chips in it. But how interesting is that?
Nice. Very cool.
But anyways, I mean, kudos for thinking that, I mean, to use
Palo Santo. That's going outside the box.
Right, you know, right, right.
It's very, very creative.
I mean, here where we live, when we think of barrel aged, it's obviously like a whiskey, bourbon,
it's mostly
something.
Mostly oak, you
right,
know. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
So to have something like this is really quite nice.
Yeah.
Quite nice.
I think this is the beer of the flight. Or the, yeah, the beer of the flight.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
This is, I just, yes, yum. I think we should rate this a 5.
Okay, we'll go 5.
Yes, and I could see why this has won many awards.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a woody flavor. It's really like enhancing.
Yeah. I only wish we had the original porter to try.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Well, I think for a flight that we found.
Just randomly.
At a craft beer store, I think this is a great intro to Spellbound.
If you're in central eastern New Jersey or eastern PA, find these beers.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Well, that's going to do it for today. Good old boy, Dave. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for letting me be here in my home.
Sure. Yeah.
Drinking beer.
This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Thanks for joining us. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.